this is important to people. And we totally realize that. And as we talk about not only the communities, but our own employees, we get a lot of feedback in terms of these types of incidents. And, you know, 70 plus percent of our local workforce live around the region. So a lot of it is talking to them and understanding the types of things that they're hearing in their backyards or around their barbecues. But also getting a feel for what's truly out there and what's truly important to people. And we recognize that flaring is a big deal. Mm-hmm. And it's one that we have to do a much better job of addressing different concerns of flaring. For instance, from an air quality perspective, there are no issues with air quality. There's been a lot of modeling done. We could go through all the data associated with that, but we won't bore you with that. But there's a lot of data out there that shows that from an air quality, flaring does not make an impact on air quality. But understanding that there's another piece of that, which are the amenities, the light, the noise, the vibrations associated with the flaring like we had back in April, those are the types of things we must and we will address. Mm-hmm.